Thank you, Damian, and good afternoon. In a move that caught city leaders by surprise, Eureka City Manager Bill Panos has announced he will resign his position to accept a position with the governor of Wyoming's office. Eureka Mayor Frank Yeager was not expecting the resignation, but said that he understands Panos' decision.
Yes, I am. It wasn't expected, but in discussions with Mr. Panos yesterday, you know, he was presented with an opportunity that he just really couldn't refuse. He was contacted by the governor's office up there, and as he explained to us and myself and other council members, it was just a tremendous opportunity for him, and he, you know, regrets leaving Eureka so soon, but it's, you know, it's one of those offers he couldn't turn down.
Panos began his tenure with Eureka in January and was hired following his tenure in West Sacramento. The resignation may be a surprise to many, but as Frank Yeager points out, it's the nature of the city manager's position.
Well, that's the nature of the business. I mean, sometimes, you know, this position of city manager is sometimes a position that moves around, but we've got a good staff that can keep things moving along. We've got a great assistant city manager, Mike Knight, that I think myself and the rest of the council feels real confident in, that he can keep things on an even keel until we recruit someone to replace Bill. So I'm not at all concerned. I think things will move along fine, and we'll be okay.
The city has just finished its search for a new police chief with the expected confirmation of Andrew Mills of the San Diego Police Department. Assistant City Manager Mike Knight will serve in the interim as city manager until a new hire is made. The Coastal Commission voted 9-1 on Thursday evening to approve the Caltrans 101 Safety Corridor Improvement Project. Caltrans will construct an overpass above the Indianola Cutoff, close down the highway crossings at Mid-City Motor World, California Redwood, Break Cut, and the Bayside Cutoff. The project will also incorporate pedestrian and bike trails along the corridor and also requires the removal of billboards in the corridor. The project will also include the implementation of a stoplight, something that Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods is not too happy about, as he believes it will affect emergency response times.
Yeah, it definitely creates a different dynamic for us, particularly when you're at highway speed and then you know this is up ahead and you're, you know, depending on where you're responding to, it really slows us down.
Once construction begins, the project is expected to be completed over the course of 3 years. In one other piece of Coastal Commission news, the State Assembly killed a measure on Tuesday that would have allowed the Coastal Commission to directly levy fines for violations of the Coastal Act. The initial bill passed the Assembly in May and was then sent to the Senate. The Senate made its revisions, and when it went back to the Assembly, a collection of Democrats who supported the original version voted against the changes, and the bill was killed. The bill to grant more enforcement power to the Commission is expected to be back before the legislature in 2014. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai. And Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. On Thursday, the State Senate approved legislation that would increase California's minimum wage. AB 10 will boost the minimum wage to $9 per hour in 2014 and then to $10 per hour by 2016. The state legislature approved a bill that has been signed by Governor Brown to mandate full restitution from those convicted of making false 911 calls, known as swatting. The bill grew out of concerns, particularly from the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office, after that department responded to a series of false 911 calls that were reporting life or death situations and necessitated the calling out of SWAT teams. The penalties, including full restitution to taxpayers for the police response, would also include a $10,000 fine. And deputies from the sheriff's office responded to the 3,000 block of Fieldbrook Road in Fieldbrook on August 8th, and they were led on a vehicle pursuit, but the driver, 25-year-old William Combs, managed to escape, although officers did arrest one passenger, 26-year-old Milan Eggers, for possession. Today, the sheriff's office learned that Eggers and Combs were shopping in the Kmart in McKinleyville. Deputies contacted Eggers inside the store and found Combs hiding in a men's room stall in the bathroom. Combs had a felony warrant out for his arrest, and he was booked into jail along with Eggers. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.